WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. Though North Korea is way upset that the U.S. is docking a nuclear submarine by South Korea, it's just the reminder the North needs of America's superior military position, says House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul.
I think projecting strength right now is important for deterrence.
McCaul, the Texas Republican, on ABC's This Week. Uncle Sam is giving Texas until midday tomorrow to respond to the Justice Department demand to remove the big ball-shaped buoys in the Rio Grande River aimed at stopping swimming migrants or face legal action. Texas says it's within its rights. More red tape that'll cost you a few bucks, a new travel requirement for Americans heading to Europe next year, visas obtained through the European Travel Information and Authorization System. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
The documentation lasts up to 3 years or until that documentation actually expires. The application will be available starting next year.
And about $8. This is ABC News. China once again expressing itself through hardware. ABC's Dave Packer.
Rising tensions between China and Taiwan. Beijing, with a show of force ahead of Taiwan's annual military exercises. Dozens of Chinese fighter jets and bombers flying toward Taiwan and crossing the midpoint of the Taiwan Strait, the unofficial buffer zone. China sending 37 planes in 24 hours, which marks a jump from what have become fairly regular incursions.
Some info on the U.S. economy this week includes what average folks think, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
Consumer confidence on Tuesday, durable goods in the GDP on Thursday, personal income and personal spending on Friday. The weekly jobless claims report will be released on Thursday. Last week showed a drop of 9,000 from the previous week to 228,000. That's the lowest level in 2 months.
The idea of putting solar panels on top of the world's thousands of miles of irrigation canals could be taking off. A startup company will install panels and canals in California's Central Valley. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Scientists say climate change is making tornadoes stronger and more frequent. Tornadoes are also posing a bigger threat to more people. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more in this climate conversation.
As the Earth's temperatures climb, so does the threat of extreme weather events such as drought, wildfire, hurricanes, and tornadoes, all of which are now occurring more frequently and at higher strengths. Atmospheric scientist Walker Ashley says, while such events have occurred in the past, the evidence points to climate change contributing to the frequency and magnitude, especially when it comes to tornado behavior. The fundamental ingredients needed to fuel these disasters are becoming more and more available. With more moisture, atmospheric instability, and wind shear, this is not only leading to more tornadoes, but also more hailstorms. Ashley said these ingredients are now spanning over a larger area too, expanding the bullseye effect into major cities. As the populations grow, the chances of the needle in a haystack tornado hitting a city becomes greater than it used to be. Just last week, the Chicago area scrambled when 11 tornadoes tore through the burbs. The National Weather Service also confirmed a tornado touchdown near O'Hare International Airport, located less than 20 miles from the heart of Chicago. The American Meteorological Society expects that with the changing climate, tornado season will escalate outside of the traditional peak times, which is typically March through May. This year, Wisconsin has had 18 confirmed tornadoes touch down, causing $5,150,000 in property damage so far. And last year, tornadoes began spinning up in early March, lasting through mid-October, with 7 touchdowns occurring in a single fall day. And in 2021, 13 tornadoes struck in December, well outside of the season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Unrelentlessly positive.
We're live.
Oh, okay. That was okay. Welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach. So switching it up from politics that we were spending most of the first hour talking about, and I saw this article from Vice of, I tried to cut small talk out of my life. It went badly. And it made me think of just, I feel like people always say they hate small talk. And so I'm asking you at home, how do you deal with small talk? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you avoid it? Do you have like go-to questions to make it more palatable? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Greg, how do you feel about small talk?
Don't like it. And it's all about the mood I'm in when I'm walking the place. So like if I'm in a good mood, I can deal with it because I'm not going to be a jerk to anybody. But if I'm not feeling the room or I'm not feeling the day, I'll just keep to myself. And I have no problem doing that. I've sat in rooms with complete silence, and I'm fine with that. It's not offensive. It's not a slight on anyone I know, but I have no problem with silence.
So what do you think, like, what do you feel like small talk? Like, what is small talk to you?
Small talk to me, well, first, feels like a punishment. Two, it feels like, it just feels like this necessity to uphold some part of the social contract that doesn't exist that says we must engage if we're in close proximity. Because the thing is, those questions don't mean anything. Like, how's the weather? What's sports? Family?
What do you do?
Lawn? Movie? You know, unless you're willing to go into further conversation about it, not like you have to get like 2 hours deep into it, but unless you're willing, A, to listen to someone talk about what they really think, B, take it in as, like, even if you disagree with them, and also maybe learn something, that's cool. That's good talk right there. That's great conversation. And it doesn't have to be an hour. It can be 10 minutes. But if you're just like, if we're just sitting here waiting for a bus, I'm like, oh, it's going to be windy today. Why did you say that? There's no reason to say that. I guess the thing is like it's in everybody else's head. It's different. Like some people just want to spark a conversation, see where it goes. I'm not that person. I don't need earbuds. I just won't talk. I'm great at it.
Have you always been great at it?
Yeah. But I can also engage in small talk because I know the other person is nervous. I'm not going to be like, if you said to me like, oh man, what do you think of the Packers going to camp next week without Aaron Rodgers? I'm not going to be like dead silent.
I don't want to talk about this with you.
I would be rude. But I wouldn't hesitate to say, I don't follow football. I'm sorry. And move on.
Interesting. Jane, what do you think?
I don't know that I'm particularly good at small talk. One of my sisters is amazing, but that's because she loves details.
Oh, so she's a lot of follow-up questions.
Loves details. Well,
then to me, that evolves out of small talk. To me, small talk is like yes or no answers, real basic stuff. Once you start to get in the details, that's where the conversation can happen then. Like, is your sister really good at sparking conversations with people?
Yeah, I would say so.
See, that's cool. Like, I don't mind that if you want to, like, have a chat. No problem with that. But if you want to talk to me about stuff that you could ask 20 other people and get the same answer, and kill me.
And see, that's how I feel about the details. It's like, I don't care that your friend's second cousin's husband is a curler. I don't care.
But Jane, what team do the curl for?
I don't care. And so that's where I start checking out when you start getting way into the weeds.
So you're fine with the, how's it going? Like the,
fine,
the,
you know,
the cordial exchange.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you start, again, when you start getting into these, into the minutiae, it's just either I got to reel you back in or I'm done.
I can show you with my eyes that you've said too much. I really can. Like, it's just my eyes start to glaze, get bigger, and like, and my head gestures get bigger because it's just like, if I need something from you, I'm going to ask you a question and I get the information. I don't need any more information beyond that that's extraneous. Because then it's just like, I've got to go.
Because does it change if the small talk is with a stranger versus someone that you're actually like, no? Or like, you know, it's like you think about like water cooler talk or whatever. And like people you actually work with or, you know, see on a regular basis. Or maybe you're in the same friend group, but you're not like, you two aren't that close. Like, does that also... Like, but you're like, well, we're here. We're at this like social event, and I gotta say, like,
gotta kill some time,
you know. And so, is it specifically with strangers, or is it a different thing than small talk when it's with people that you know and will see again?
No, it's not the same. I'm the same.
It's
way.
Not the same way.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Like, I will stand there in dead silent. Like, if we're at a party or something like that, and I see someone I'm acquainted with, I won't make the move to go talk to them. Unless if I've had cocktails, maybe yes. I mean that is always a motivator. But my general place is to be like, just, you know, stay quiet. If someone talks to you, great. Don't be rude. But I'm not one to be like, how's it going? Oh my gosh, I'm drinking the same beer. You like that beer? You know.
We're talking about how are you with small talk? 844-967-2789.
I'd ask the question to you, but I know what your answer is. You're amazing with small talk because you're so outgoing and you're so caring.
And curious.
Curious. And none of those things, I'm not saying any of those things to be funny or a joke. I truly love how genuinely curious you are with people. And you do have this bright personality that like,
Grab a shirt today.
Yes, exactly. It's like you're one side. I am definitely the other side of that shirt. But yeah, like you have like people gravitate towards you, but you are genuinely, you don't take that for granted because you want to know people and you want to get like, you know, just you decided to volunteer at the comedy festival not knowing anybody and look 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it.
Because like, I would say. I like talking to people.
Yeah.
I get that certainly from my mom. My mom is a queen of small talk.
Oh, Debbie Bry.
Debbie Bry will get your life story out of you. Like, the best story about Debbie Bry making small talk is when we lived in California, in Los Angeles, we lived in an apartment complex. There was a dog park connected to the dog park, the complex. And that woman made friends with every single person who had a dog in that building, so much so that one year, what it must have been 2004, it was the Summer Olympics. She put on the Summer Dog Olympics in that dog park, and I swear to God, I think there was 15 different people who she had become friends with from all walks of life, and like it all just started with her coffee or her wine, depending on what time of day it was, where she was at the dog park. Just, well, who are you? Where are you from? How did you get to California?
Because that's because Debbie Bry, as well as you do, I don't know your dad as well.
Not as much of a small talk guy.
But your dad is so adorable. has a genuine curiosity. There's the difference. And that's where I almost think, then it's not small talk. Your mom has a mission to know this person, and she's going to do it by any means necessary, whether it's just a chat at the outside the house or literally setting up a competitive dog event, you know? And I think there's something beautiful about that, because that means your mom cares and means there's a love there, and that love is in you as well. I see that happening. I see you talk to people and you have an interested demeanor when you're talking to them.
And I think I usually assume the best out of people too, which a lot of people don't as well.
Yeah.
How are you with small talk? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Jesse from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Jesse. How are you with small talk?
Morning. I think small talk is it's a tool, right? I mean, it's like if you're building a campfire and the deep conversation about waxing philosophical or talking about memories, that's like a big, heavy log, and you can't just light a log with a match. Small talk is just the kindling that gets things going. Now, if you've known someone for a long time, you probably don't need that, right? You've got some embers in the fire already going. But if you're just at a bus stop, if you're at a bar, if you're out and about, you're meeting someone for the first time, that's like the stepping stone to kind of like feel them out and think about and figure out what's the next slightly deeper level, or how deep of a level of conversation can I go with this person that we can engage and find common ground on.
I want to take the comparison further. When I get drinks in me, it's like lighter fluid.
I think that's a good point. I think it's
you're great at small talk. You just don't remember that you like small talk in that situation.
Correct.
And I think you make a really good analogy, though, Jesse. I do. I think it's a good analogy.
I think, yeah, the kindling and thinking of that as a tool. But I also think it comes back to, what is your goal? Like, mm-hmm. I think there is the goal to have an actual conversation, mm-hmm. with someone who's new? Is the goal to make it less awkward and the silence that is between you? Or is it something else? And so I think that comes back to, like, if you're just filling the void because you're not good with silence,
then
I can see why people are like, this is excruciating. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Jesse.
This is awful.
This is awful. Because it's funny that we talk about the drinking aspect of it. Because, like, I do like to get to, like, deeper conversations quickly if I can.
Yeah.
But it was the experience of these last, where are we now, 7 months of not drinking, and in certain groups of friends where there's always drinking. Like, specifically, it was, I think, the Kentucky Derby, and I was, like, at the end of the first trimester, so still, like, kind of tired, kind of cranky, not drinking, and everyone was drinking, and I was just annoyed. I was annoyed first because the conversations were so shallow, and they were only getting more so as people were drinking more.
Yeah.
But then I also realized that when I'm drinking, I would be perfectly fine to have me having all these conversations. I would be the social butterfly. And I was like, am I not fun without booze? And the existential crisis has set in.
Are these my friends or my drinking friends?
Exactly. All right. Well, how do you feel about small talk? How do you deal with small talk? 844-967-2789. Do you have a go-to opening line question? Because when we come back, we have a certain TikToker has some pretty good options you may want to steal. There's a part one and a part two. So stick around for that if you need some ideas. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civica Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So, but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Yes, great idea. Here's a list of things to ask on a first date instead of the boring small talk one. Number one, if no one ever sneezed again, how long do you think it would take you to notice? Number two, which cult would you be most interested in joining and why? Next up, if you could breed two different species of animals together, which ones would they be? And explain your work. If the purge was real, what's a crime you're committing first? And if that crime is
murder,
who would it be? And explain your reason. Which Breaking Bad character do you think eats ass? Next, do Android users deserve to vote in the general election? If all of the people you've ever slept with were in a room together right now, what would they roast you about? Next, how many countries have you taken? And finally, what's your relationship like with your mom?
That is from a TikToker, Ash Wee Carter. And I came across this as far as... Actually, I think I've come across part two, which we'll play in a second, and then found part one as far as giving suggestions on other types of questions. That was more specifically for a first date, but I think it falls under, you know, small talk and avoiding the obvious questions of, well, you know, like, what do you do? Or the weather.
What are you into?
Or how's work? Or, you know, and so.
Or don't say anything because you chose a first date to go to a movie.
But now I actually want to ask. How long do you think it would take you to notice if no one ever sneezed ever again?
I don't.
That question.
It would take me until someone else asked me, like, do you notice no one sneezed? I'm like, oh, I think you're right. I don't think. Yeah.
I don't think I would notice.
Yeah. I'd only notice if someone else brought it up.
All right. Which cult would you join and why?
Oh, you know, I could easily go Scientology just because I know so much about it.
And
now.
You'd probably get an acting career out of it.
I would very much get an acting career out of it. I'd definitely get some Emmys looking at someone, Miss Moss. What? Now, I'd probably start with, I'd probably go Scientology. What about you?
Okay. I don't know that many cults.
Yeah.
I feel like, what was the one? I feel like if there's any cults there where there's like commune living. Where it's like very communal and we're all helping each other and it's like a little bit more.
But then one
there's
day,
not like drinking or like abuse involved, or is there any like cults like that? Like drinking of Kool-Aid, I meant.
It was actually Flavor-Aid.
Whatever.
Well, it means a lot to Kool-Aid people. that's the thing is like Scientology isn't built. Scientology is built on money, fear, and power. It's not built on like sex or booze. Or anything
like
that. Or like
community, right?
Or faith.
It's not based on faith either. It's not really built on community. They tell you it's community, but it's not. And if there's anyone in Scientology listening to this, come at me, bro.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
We have Julie from Franklin joining us. Good morning, Julie. How are you with small talk?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're Peachy. Great.
Good small talk start.
Good small talk, yeah.
That was kind of small talk. So I'm kind of, well, I'm old, first of all, and I kind of believe that small talk is like essential in society. And where I'm coming at is like customer service jobs, sales jobs. I think we're losing that because there's not as much one-on-one interaction in society anymore. I think the kids aren't really learning how to talk to people face-to-face. Mm. And I think small talk is essential for that. I think it's like there's nothing better than going to your mechanic or a store you go to a lot and somebody knows you, and because they've had some small talk with you, or a receptionist somewhere. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think it's essential. I do think it's kind of irrelevant, a lot of the facts, but it does make people feel good when you remember personal things about them from a prior conversation. I think it builds relationships, but like in business and in personal life, I think it's kind of essential for society.
And certainly in sales, Julie, you make a great point. Sales is all about relationships.
Yeah. And there is something nice when you go into your mechanic and they're like, hey, Greg, what's going on? I'm like, oh, you're my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Julie. I think that's a great point as far as, because it's like and I think because both can be true, it can be irrelevant, but important.
Yeah. I will say from the other side of the customers, like, so I think in the form of like these relationships you could form for life, just in those, like your barber, your mechanic, your maybe your real estate agent too, if you move a lot, like whatever that is, those are cool. When you work in customer service and someone tries to small talk you,
over the phone.
Yeah. And you're like, what may I help you with?
And I wonder how much of this also comes down to being in person. So I was funny. I was sitting on this topic. I was like, I don't know. I'll figure out a good day to talk about this, but this is why you read a lot. So you have a repository of things to tap into.
Good word.
But there is a Dutch supermarket that introduced a unique slow checkout lane for lonely seniors who want to have a chat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So one of the primary problems that older people face globally is loneliness, especially in urban areas where life is hectic and becoming more and more digital. In order to combat this from a very common front, the grocery store checkout, a Dutch business came up with an idea, a chat checkout. And I will say, and again, I know that because I like people, but I would say, like, when I go to, like, a bread store and there's actually that, like, small moment of an exchange in person with someone who's serving, like, how can I help you? And, like, actually having a nice, like, this is the problem, I think, with everything being replaced with, like, tablets.
Yeah.
And, like, you order instead of talking to a waiter, you order on a tablet, or you all do all these things. And so I will say that I think Julie makes a really good point as far as, like, the actual need for human interaction,
yeah,
that like ultimately is kind of just small talk.
I like those small talk things, especially when it's like, yeah, you know, it's like at the bread store, how you doing? Good to see you. Take care. Goodbye. You know, it's small. It's in time and in chat.
All right.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you are on the line, hold on, because we're coming up against a break.
But we're going to keep on this topic.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Who thought? Who knew that there was so much? People would have so much to say about small talk.
Oh, you're so proud of yourself for that one.
All right. We're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Though North Korea is way upset that the U.S. is docking a nuclear submarine by South Korea, it's just the reminder the North needs of America's superior military position, says House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul.
I think projecting strength right now is important for deterrence.
McCaul, the Texas Republican on ABC's This Week, Uncle Sam is giving Texas until midday tomorrow to respond to the Justice Department demand to remove the big ball-shaped buoys in the Rio Grande River aimed at stopping swimming migrants or face legal action. Texas says it's within its rights. More red tape that'll cost you a few bucks, a new travel requirement for Americans heading to Europe next year, visas obtained through the European Travel Information and Authorization System. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
The documentation lasts up to 3 years or until that documentation actually expires. The application will be available starting next year.
About $8. This is ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go outside,
I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yes, of course. Your wish is my command. Here is part two of things you can talk about instead of small talk. Number one, how much alcohol would it take for you to sleep with the Pope? Number two, which theme park would you pull an Ocean's 11 style heist at and why? If it's a Disney park, explain why you chose that one. Next, if there was a book of every positive and negative thing a person has ever said about you ever, would you want to read it? And yes, you have to look at the negative parts first. Next up, if you could time travel back in time hundreds of years, which disease are you most afraid of getting? Is it the one where diarrhea is fatal? If you could bring back any dead celebrity, but they can only come back in their peak form and they have to star in a romantic comedy, who would you choose? Which of the Avengers do you think has gotten an STD? Do you think bras exist in the Star Wars universe? And lastly, so where'd you grow up?
That is part two from the TikTok from Ash Wee Carter, giving you suggestions on small talk questions that you can start a more interesting conversation than, where are you from? What do you do? And I have some follow-up questions, but we have some people who have been waiting on the line very patiently, yes. So let's get right to them.
844-967-2789. Hawk from Madison. Hey, Hawk, what do you think about small talk?
It's funny because my wife hates it. She's an introvert, and
I do it kind of for a living, but I have a kind of funny story about how small talk can go wrong. Like, so you know how you go to, like, you know, a coffee shop or whatever, and you're checking out, and you're like, oh, how are you? And you're like, how are you? And you say it back, like, because the person checking you out will be like, oh, how's your day? And you're like, oh, good. And then you just say it back to them, like, oh, how are you doing? And I was buying coffee, and this guy, he just went into this whole, like, well, life is pretty miserable right now. And, like, he went into this whole depression, like,
He gave you an honest answer.
Yeah, I was just, like, being polite, man. And, like, all of a sudden, I was like, I got to go, bro. Like, this coffee was the go. Like, I can't solve your...
And then I was talking to this guy at a coffee shop, and he walked away. What's wrong with my life?
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Yeah. Anyway, so that can go... But anyway, I do think it's important to learn some of those skills, because when you work in an environment with other people, I do think small talk is a skill, and being able to do it a little bit is, I think, important, kind of, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
And basic communications is very, very important to living a healthy and happy life, I believe. But at some point, I was just knock it off. When you got that training, it's like, I don't have to keep training to talk to people. I know how to do that now. I learned that when I was like 10. Now I don't need to. I've opted out. I've retired from small talk. You want to talk to me? Go deep. I'll listen to your coffee story, buddy. I'll listen.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Hawk.
844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex is on the line. Good morning, Gary. How do you feel about small talk?
I use small talk a lot. It works well for me, even though I do long talk. And that's a problem, because I'm an extrovert. My wife's an introvert. She, you know, she says, just give me yes or no. That's all it is. Just yes or no. And I can't.
I feel for that. I love that.
All right. But I own a heating company. My wife and I, we both own it. It's a G&B, heating and air conditioning. Okay. She does the billing. I do the work. Okay. When I go to someone's house, what I do is I always have a dog treat in my pocket. What happens, the worst thing that could happen is you go there and you want to talk to the people about their needs or whatever, that, you know, whatever. The dog's barking and you get really distracted. So I have the dog treats in my pocket and I give the dog a treat. And I ask them, of course, first. And I tell them they're all made in America. I get the name of the dog. And then if they decide they want to go with me, put a furnace in, I always write the dog's name up on the top on the contract. So when I come back later on, they just feel really good about the decision that they made, you know, because, you know, if their dog likes you, they're going to like you. And it seems to work. And they can tell right away that I'm a dog lover. I got a dog at home and I just love the dogs. And they, if the dog can tell whether you love the dog or not, how you pet it and stroke it and everything. But dogs, they want their people's attention, just like the little kids. It's the same thing. I have candy with me. I go into the house and I'm talking to the parents, and the kids are just pulling on them. Mom, 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 mom. I'm talking to Gary. I'm talking to Gary. You know, so I asked them, I said, well, can I give them candy? You know, and then they're fine. And then they have a treat. And then I'm talking with them. So small talk is good, but sometimes it gets into long talk, and that's one of my problems.
That's or is one of your blessings, Gary. Yeah, it sounds like it actually has done you very well in your career and in your probably your happiness level.
And I think that's just so thoughtful of you to write down the dog's name and you know, bring treats and be prepped like that.
But here's the real question. Do you write down the kids' names, or do you ever swap the kids and the dog's name when you come back?
Does the kid want a dog treat?
Believe it or not, I do have candy in my truck, but it's very seldom do I have to give it out. It's mostly the dogs.
Okay.
I would say over half of my customers have dogs. I mean, dogs are a blessing from God. I really do. It's like they're a gift from God. Cats are from the devil.
And kids are from Passaic, New Jersey.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary.
Direct your complaints about cats to Gary.
There was so much happening there with Gary. I love that. Just this beautiful tale, and then just throwing that gauntlet down the opinion. But Gary, you're not wrong.
That's so funny. I got distracted.
But those are great examples of targeted small talk too. Like those are like, you know, you want to be amiable when you're in a business, especially like that. You're coming to someone's home, you're going to charge them probably a lot of money. And like heating and cooling, most likely you're going in there when they need you and it's frustrating time. So yeah, it's nice to have like a little chit chat. That's all great stuff. Yeah. I just don't like the small talk for no sake whatsoever.
And now I'm thinking of my uncle who lives in Rapids. Shout out to my uncle Dan, who is he works for Solaris, which is like a cable internet provider. And like, that's all he does all day, right? Is go into people's houses and install internet or check why the internet is not working. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of how much small talk he has to do in a day and how potentially exhausted he is at the end of the day. Because like for some of us, it like if that one good conversation can really give you like an adrenaline boost and like dopamine for the day.
Yeah.
But if it's a lot of conversations that really were dragging, that also can
I work in local politics. It was mostly draining small talk and
like knocking doors.
No, I always like knocking doors because
There's a goal
and you never know what could happen. There's a lot of fun stories in that. But just like when you're sitting behind that desk and someone walks in, I mean, Parks and Rec resonates for me a lot. I mean, some of those questions, I mean, people would like come up and be like, hey, I need this thing. Cool. Go upstairs to housing and development. Give them the sheet. They'll take care of you. Yeah. Cause see what happened was, nope, you've already told them about your thing. We're done now. Please go upstairs. I've given you the next direction. We are finished.
All right. Well, going back to the part two of the TikTok, if there was a book that had everything ever said about you, negative and positive.
Nope.
Jane?
Yeah.
You do it?
Yeah.
Because you think you have thick enough skin, the negative stuff?
I think so. I know I would crumble, but...
Crumble?
I would like to think I would be tough enough to read that.
I would just be wiping the tears with pages of the book. And then I don't know what I... And then the nice stuff, I'd be like, they're liars.
Especially if you have to read the negative stuff first.
I don't have that kind of person. I think... No. My therapist would never allow that. You're not there yet, buddy.
When I was a teenager, I used to write down all the compliments that like stuck with me.
Yeah.
I had like a book of things. So whenever I was feeling down, I would go back and read them.
When I was a youth minister at a place called Time Out at our retreats, we had these things called Polanka bags. Polanka bags.
That's fun to say.
And I still have all of them in a shoebox. And they're basically, you put your name on it, you decorate it, put it on the wall or put it wherever. And over the course of the retreat, people would drop just wonderful little affirmations. And they'd sign them so you know who said it. And at the end of the retreat, we all sat down and inevitably everyone starts crying. And then the only problem is sometimes you're like, you go to a retreat, you're like, oh my gosh, my bag is so full. And then you go with like, oh, there's like four of them in here. What did I do? But I still have all of them, every single bag.
So you want the compliments, but I just don't want the negatives.
I don't want either, honestly. Just love me from afar.
Just
and for the record, Iron Man totally got the STI. He's the one who like
For sure.
Then Thor.
844-967-2789-844-96 party. Kathy from Madison. Good morning, Kathy. We're talking small talk.
I wasn't sure if I should call in because you might not ever get me off the phone. I am the queen. I go into the chocolate shop for ice cream with my kids once a week, and I'm best friends with Caleb, the guy who scoops the ice cream. I'm that person that you probably would like to get away from, but can't. I could not resist calling your show because this is my love language. My job is the bouncer at Costco.
The bouncer at Costco. Have you ever had to bounce someone out of there? Just chat their ear off.
This receipt does not reflect your purchases.
I'm sorry. They missed this. I'm very sorry. But it's a fun job. It's kind of perfect for somebody like me who can never shut up. So
Kathy, then does it come from a place of curiosity, or where do you feel like what is the kind of the intrinsic motivation as far as you just are you just like people?
I like people. I'm I think it's genetic. My dad ran a bar.
Okay.
And he's Irish, I'm Irish, and we are good talkers. So yeah, I find people interesting. You know, it's just it's a really fun job. I just, you know, I like people. Maybe I should run for office.
Maybe you should.
There you go.
Likeable person.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call, bye. Kathy. See, that was, it was appropriate amount of time. We got her off the phone.
If you want to check in, 844-967-2789. You can also text as well if you are not interested in small talk and you just want to make make it short and sweet.
Well, because in the original article that, you know, inspired this entire conversation, basically it was someone who hates small talk. And so their coworker sent them a Harvard business research as far as like how to replace small talk with a little more serious questions. Although I think the questions from the TikTok actually do get conversation going. But, he, you know, his first was trying to get out the things like it's been forever, like when you run into someone, or like how's work, how's the weather, and trying to like root out those questions. And the questions that were he replaced them with, and this was from the advice from the Harvard Business Review article, was starting with these conversations. And I think on paper they sound good, but kind of the point of this article is like in practice it was still just as awkward.
Ask me a question like as if we were just having like, you know, like just
what excites you right now, Greg?
Oh God, kill me. a Marvel property that isn't disappointing.
That excites you?
Yeah, like the prospect of maybe
the prospect of one. Yeah. One does not exist right now.
Yeah.
Jane, what are you looking forward to?
Vacation.
All right. Yeah. That's a good
and answer. That's it. Conversation. Can I just have my ham sandwich, please?
Where did you grow up?
Here.
Yep, that's exactly said. Ask this to anyone under 23, and they'll respond blankly that they grew up at home, I guess. Ask this to anyone over 23, and they think you're trying to commit credit card fraud.
Do you know what time it is? Yes.
All right, is there a charitable... This is small talk. Is there a charitable cause you support, Jane?
The Humane Society. Absolutely.
So that could spark a conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that one.
Do you have one?
Sojourner House.
There you go.
Love that one, too.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I feel like, Greg, you would like. Who is your favorite superhero?
Captain America.
Why Captain America?
Because Captain America's morals never faltered under any pressure. He was always about freedom. And when freedom was redefined by outside forces, he was always about living your life, being as free and as happy as possible. And when, yeah. There's a really good video talking about that, how Steve Rogers in the movies... You see his morals always stay intact. They never change versus everybody else redefining what freedom, America, happiness is. He's like, no, that's not it.
See, if someone asked you as that as a small talk question,
I'd probably start to cry. I'm an emotional long talker.
All right, when we come back, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Every dead body tells a story, and someone needs to speak for the deceased. Streaming exclusively on BritBox, Amelia Fox returns in the new season of Silent Witness, one of the original forensic crime dramas. For over 25 years, this long-running series has drawn in millions of fans and has earned its place as a staple of British crime drama. Stream the new season of Silent Witness only on BritBox. Undeniably brilliant, undeniably British. Free trial at BritBox.com.
Gah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
No.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at UMA.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And Paul was right. It sounds like our first game is against the Bears.
September 10th.
September 10th.
Yes.
I will not be there. Mike, we have family tickets. My parents have 4 tickets. And the first home game, I think, is like the 26th, 27th, something like that, which now will be when I'm getting induced. Going to be basically having the kid. But at first it was like, you know, a week before what we thought my due date was going to be. And Mike was very optimistic. And he was like, let's go to that game with your parents.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I don't know. That feels like
a week before you're due. That seems like a bad idea.
I feel like that's going to be really uncomfortable. And then I think both my parents said, you know, you have to climb like 40 flights of stairs to get to the seats. And I was like, yeah,
no.
We're not. You can go, Mike, if you want. I will not be going to that game. I don't know if I'll be going to any Packer games this year, which is fine. I've been good for 1 or 2 since I moved home, but I can watch Jordan Love from home this year.
Exactly. Let him get better. Let him get a little better and a little more in the groove, and then you can go.
Then we could go. We'll go next year. All right. Well, this is obviously not happening in Wisconsin anytime soon, but would you, Jane, go to a THC restaurant?
Now, does this mean it's all THC infused foods?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a, yeah. I'll give you a little more of what's the restaurant in Minnesota.
Okay.
And you can tell me if you would partake or not,
all
if
right.
given the chance. A new restaurant is taking advantage of Minnesota's thriving hemp-derived THC industry by putting the products on the dine-in menu. High Flora, !, is advertised as Minnesota's first THC restaurant. Patrons can buy a house-made 5-milligram tincture with their meal and add it to their food and drinks. It's vegan. And it had its grand opening, I think, either earlier this week or last week. It's alcohol-free, but offers mocktails. And so basically in Minnesota, edibles can be sold in a prepackaged child-proof container, meaning cannabis can't be baked into the dishes served to dine-in customers. And that doesn't apply to beverages. But there's nothing against putting a packaged product on the menu that guests can do as they please. So it's basically like you get like a side, like you order your meal with a side of weed.
See, and the first thing I can think of is, why wouldn't you just get high before you go to the restaurant?
See, I mean, I guess it's because of the experience, but the tincture, which costs $10, comes in a 3-ounce bottle with a dropper, and it's blended with either beet, juniper, and several other herbs. So
okay.
It's... And then I guess you like can season your food with it.
Does this call to you? See, I just feel like I'm being forced to go to this restaurant for something that I can get somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
You know, I mean,
what it reminds me of is there was in college, there's obviously like the Greek life, but then we also had a lot of co-ops. So like co-op living, which always seemed fun. I never lived in one, but it's like, you know, and like each co-op had a theme. So it was kind of to attract the same
type of people,
like-minded people.
Sure.
And there was one that was kind of, shall we say, the druggy co-op.
I can see that.
Better term.
Yeah.
And every year, and I never attended one. And I'm not saying that because of like, oh, I would get in trouble. Like, I'd tell you if I had, but I didn't. I had only heard about it. That every year they did a Thanksgiving dinner where everything was laced with weed. And it was just like comatose as far as like how high people got.
Oh.
But also it's on, if you think about Thanksgiving food, because a lot of everything I know about people who ever try to bake with weed, it has to like melt into the butter. So like everything you think about Thanksgiving food, you think about mashed potatoes and
even that based in the turkey
gravy, and like everything does have butter in it. So like it's just
in everything.
So it's so fattening and it's such heavy Thanksgiving food already. And then you put weed, like lace weed into all of it. And I was like, that sounds like not fun.
It sounds like a big group nap.
I know. Right? Just like, everything ends at a...
You have dinner and you got the trip, isn't it tryptophan and turkey that already makes you sleepy? And so you finish eating and everyone just goes into a coma.
It's just a big cuddle puddle sleepover after right. Thanksgiving.
Right.
And so, yeah, like reading about this, I was like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this restaurant does, but it also doesn't sound that cheap. So after mandatory service fee and tax, two small plates, a drink, a dessert, and the tincture, it ended up being $90.
Yeah.
And in reality, the shop across the street, I guess in Minnesota, sells 10 5-milligram gummies for $20.
Oh, well, take a couple gummies, go to the restaurant.
Go to the restaurant of your choosing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But also, speaking of a food that a lot of people sometimes eat when they're high, remember the debate over Taco Tuesday being trademarked?
Oh, big controversy. I know.
It turns out Taco Tuesday is now fair game. So the fight for Taco Tuesday trademark ended on Wednesday. I think it was right before or right after Tuesday. It would have been perfect had it actually happened on a Tuesday.
Seriously.
But Taco John's, which I guess is based in Wyoming, gave up its legal claim to the phrase following the challenge brought in May by Taco Bell. So now any company can now use Taco Tuesday to promote its food. So there is some taco trivia for you today.
Taco trivia on a Thursday.
All right. Well, super fun show today. We will be back tomorrow, as always, at 10 a.m. But thank you to everyone who made today's show possible, everyone who called, everyone who texted, Dr. Lyerly, Paul Noonan, Dom from Devil's Advocates, Dominic
Calvia
will be here tomorrow for our crossover civic media host weekly roundup. Then we're going to be talking to UW professor Greg Nemet about electric vehicles and making the switch, which is something I'm considering because my lease is up in November. And then we're also going to be talking to UW professor Christine Whalen, who I met on 4th of July. She's like the happiness professor at UW Madison. And we're going to talk about Barbie because Barbie premieres this weekend.
I know you're very excited.
I'm very excited about this movie for a variety of reasons. So come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
One call. call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck.